Hi, I know that this is probably really out of line, and I'm really sorry that it's so late, but we were having a sleepover, and then you didn't show up, and I haven't heard from you, and I... Oh, I came in really hot there, huh? What's wrong? Are you okay? Well, no, clearly you're not okay. Are you physically okay? Oh, God, fuck. Can I come in? Yeah, okay. No, we don't have to go in very far. I just wanted to talk to you, and I feel like whatever conversation we're about to have shouldn't be had, like, outside of, I don't want, you know, anyone that walks by. I haven't heard from you, and this is not a guilt trip. You're under no obligation to talk to me. We were just worried, like, me and the girls. We thought that maybe, like, you're busy or you're going through something, and then we thought, like, maybe you'd show up to the sleepover because everybody wants to see you, and then you didn't, and I was like, okay, I'm gonna go check. Because at least then I would get an answer, but now I see something's wrong. This place is a mess. And it looks like the worst kind of mess. This looks like a mess made out of anger. Kinda. What's going on? Oh, fuck. Sweetheart. No. Don't you start apologizing to me. I understand the compulsion, but you're allowed to cry. Mm-mm. Come here. Come here. Let me hug you. Come here. Hey. Breathe. You don't have to explain everything right away. Breathe. Catch your breath. If you can't speak yet, you can't speak. Just cry. Okay? Hey. It's all right. Look, I know that you live in a world where you know that not everyone's going to accept you, and I wish you didn't have to be confronted with that all the time, okay? And I know I can say people that don't accept you aren't shit and aren't worth your time, but they are still people that you cared about and people that you loved and people that you hoped would see you for who you are and love you anyway, and that didn't happen. And this is worse than that. This is cruel and this is not fair. They're your family. They're supposed to love you no matter what. And pulling the rug out from under you in the process is unfair. More than unfair, it's cruel. Hey. Hey. It's all right. We'll figure it out. Look, not everything is linear, and you're not gonna have a solution right now. Okay? Okay. We don't need, right now is not a problem solving moment. It is, we're gonna recover. Okay? What can I do? How can I help? Yes, I can just hold you for a minute. You know that, like, I hope that you know that being a part of this team means you've surrounded yourself with people who aren't going to do this to you. They're an obnoxious bunch, and sometimes they sing really loudly off-key just to give each other migraines, but they're great, and they love each other, and they love you. And I feel like that if you were to ever choose to tell them, this wouldn't be it. You wouldn't go through this. And, I'm not gonna tell them anything, because it's not my place, but I think they would like to help replace some of this stuff if we were just vague about it. If we just said, like, your parents and you had a fight and they destroyed your home for some fucking reason, I think they would, like to help you replace some of this stuff. We can just make it vague. You don't have to tell them anything. Mm-hmm. Okay. That's up to you. We'll decide that another day. That's not a decision you have to make now. The girls are all at my place, and I think, honestly, most of them are asleep. We ate a bunch of pizza, and we watched Anastasia twice, because, I don't know, it just started playing again, and then none of us stopped it, so. I know that, like, we've only been dating for, like, a little while, But do you want to come stay with me? Like, this is clearly not a safe environment, and if you have the stress of paying for school yourself on your shoulders, then you could at least, like, I live right off campus, so I don't have to pay for room and board, so if you just stay with me, then you don't have that stress either, and then when everything calms down, you and I can look at, scholarships and loans and stuff. We can talk about it. I know I just said that we, like, don't have to find a solution, but I feel like I'm a problem solver, you know? Well. Okay. I'm gonna shut up for just a second, because I realized that I came in here really hot, with a lot of assumptions, and I don't want you to feel like you have to comfort me, because that's not what this is about. So just look at me. You're beautiful. You're valid. You're a woman. And you're everything you want to be, okay? Now, tell me how I can help you. Okay. Mm-hmm. Sounds like you're just asking me to keep doing what I'm doing. And honestly, that is, I can do that. I want to get you out of here, like, right now. So, do you have, like, your book bag with all of your stuff in it, and grab your laptop and your chargers? Don't worry about packing clothes. We're pretty much the same size. You can just borrow some of mine. And then, honestly, if we tell the girls just, like, vaguely about this, I think they would be really, like, willing to, like, get up in the morning and come get your stuff for you so you don't have to come back. I'll go with them if it will make you more comfortable. They're worried about you, McKenna. They care about you. We all do. Okay. All right. Grab your things. We're gonna go. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. All right. Quick drive. They're all inside. Most of them, I can imagine, are asleep. I think I still see the glow of the TV, and I know if Chloe were asleep, she'd have it turned off. Right. I'm gonna let you go inside and go straight up the stairs. The first door on your left is the bathroom, and the one right next to that is my bedroom. If you want to take a shower, you can take a shower. You just use my towels. They're pretty much clean anyway. And, as much as I would really like to, we could all sleep downstairs together, I think maybe you and I could just sleep upstairs tonight, and then tomorrow we can come down and hang out with everybody for breakfast. Okay? Yeah, go ahead. I'm just gonna tell them that you're okay, because they were worried. Mm-hmm. Okay. Hey. I care about you. Go on. No, yeah, she's fine. Well, no, she's not fine. Some stuff happened, but it's really not my job or not my place to tell you what happened. But thank you for caring, both of you. Get some sleep. I'm gonna let her sleep upstairs tonight, and I'm gonna sleep up there with her just in case I don't want her to be in, like, a new place by herself and feel vulnerable on top of it. But tomorrow, if she's okay with it, I think we might grab her stuff from her place. But yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. Cool. Thank you, guys. I'll see you in the morning. Just text me if you need me. I'm gonna have my phone on sound. So I'll come down if you need me. And maybe when she calms down, we'll come down too. If she feels like she wants to. I don't want her to feel like she has to. But, okay. Okay. Thank you, guys. I love you guys. I'll be right back. No, I won't be back. Maybe. I don't know. I'll let her decide. I'm just gonna go take care of my girlfriend. Don't make fun of me. Fuck off. Okay. Hey. You good in there? Can I come in? Yeah, I know it's my room. But still. Okay. Hey. You look good in my clothes. You should wear my clothes more. No, the girls were just worried about you, that's all. It's okay. I'm gonna lay down, turn the TV on, get comfy. I'll get some water in a little bit. I didn't think about it. I should have thought about it before I came up here, but it's okay. Come cuddle with me. Come cuddle with me. Look at you. God, you're so cute. Do you feel better? Don't lie to me. Don't say yes just because you want me to know that you're better. If you don't feel better, it's okay. Okay. Hey. Hey, I just... Never mind. It feels a little silly, you know? Can I... I don't... You know how, like, last time we had this, like, really vulnerable conversation that ended us... It ended up with, like, us having sex? I don't want to seem like a horn dog. But I want to do something nice for you. And, like, that's where my brain goes, so... Are you sure you're okay with it? I would love to give you oral if you don't... Yeah? That's okay? Okay. Can you sit on my lap? I want to kiss you for just a little bit. Okay? Hi. Wow, you look good from this angle. In my clothes. You smell like my face wash. I don't really ever feel terribly possessive, you know? But seeing you like this makes me feel some kind of way, you know? I'm glad you're here, baby. I just want you to know that I care about you a lot. Okay? I'm just gonna roll this over now, so just lock your legs. Hi. You look good from this angle, too. Look at you. With your arms over your head like that, your shirt just hitches up and I can see your hips. You're so pretty. I'm gonna kiss my way down. Can you take your shirt off real quick? Yes, I can stop kissing you so you can do it. Go ahead. My goodness. I hope the world knows that I nabbed probably the hottest girlfriend on this entire campus. Look at you. You have, like, the nicest girl cock I've ever seen. And you're hard, so what a blessing. Can I take your underwear off? Thank you, baby. I just want to leave, like, little cute little hickey marks on your hips, because I feel like no one would see them, you know, but, like, I'd know that they're there, and you'd know that they're there. Maybe next time. Maybe I don't leave marks on you today. We can do that weirdly possessive stuff next time. I just, seeing you in my clothes, in my bed, smelling like me. Oh my goodness. I'm spoiled, and I have every fucking intention of spoiling you. God. I like watching you twitch and throb. I love every part of who you are. My goodness. Okay, let me just... Just the tip for a second, okay? Can I use my other hand to play with your balls, baby? Thank you, baby girl. We have to be a little quiet because the girls are downstairs, but I'd still like to hear you. I don't know if I have any favorite noises of yours. But honestly, while this pretty girl dick is down my throat, and you can feel my tongue, they might be my favorites. You're being such a good girl. How about this? Put one hand in my hair, baby. Be a good girl. Come fuck up into my mouth. You set the pace, okay? Good girl. Hey, look at me. Look at me. I want you to see me. God, she looks so pretty. Shh, they're gonna hear you. Honestly, I don't mind if they do. I just don't want you to blush when you make eye contact later. That's it, baby girl. Come in my mouth, please. Good girl. That's it. Come for me, baby. Good girl. I don't know. I know you're sensitive. Let me just clean you up. Hold on. Your hips are still twitching. My baby. What a pretty girl. I'm really lucky. No. We will argue about reciprocation in the future, but tonight's about making you feel good. Okay. Hey. Come here. I'm gonna lay with you. Come here. Move all this stuff. Okay. Look at me. I pick you. So many times over, I'd keep picking you. I'm glad I know you. I love you exactly how you... I like you exactly how you are. Wow. You can't make fun of me for that. We can talk about it later. I'm knocking stuff over. I am really, really glad that I met you. You've enriched my life. The girls love you. And, you're stuck with me now, so... Sucks for you. Don't know what you're gonna do about it. It just looks like you're stuck with me now. Can I have a kiss? Yeah. Get some rest. At least shut your eyes. Or watch TV. Just cuddle with me, okay? Actually, fuck. Do you need water? No? Okay. When I get up to pee, I'll get you some water from downstairs. Okay? In the morning, I think the girls are making waffles. And then, I didn't tell them what happened, but I told them that I'd like to go get your stuff from that place. And they'd be happy to go with. Without any, they won't ask any questions. We can just go get it. Okay? Okay. Here's your remote. You can put whatever you want on. Please not Anastasia. I've seen it so many times tonight. Glad you're here. You have a space here. And you're not taking up space. I'm glad you're here. Okay. I'll get water in a minute. For now, I'm just gonna enjoy you smelling like me. Mm-hmm. You cutie.